At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Wow, 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 whoa.
Alice at 97.3. It's Thursday. Good vibes and variety.
It's Thursday.
Thank you, Morgan. Sarah and Vinny Morning Show. Brought to you by the SF Zoo. Celebrate summer and support the SF Zoo at Roarinpoor. An exciting new
You guys are really good at that.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. We've been working on it. You know, we have like a little practice session for some of our bits after the show.
You do?
Yeah, we run through them.
Oh.
Let's try it again. Here we go. Roarinpoor. An exciting new outdoor wine tasting event with a wild twist tomorrow night. Roarinpoor. Wow, that got really good. Gotta up my game. From 5 to 7 p.m. tomorrow night at the SF Zoo. For tickets, visit sfzoo.org for Roarinpoor. All right, let's do these Maroon 5 tickets, shall we? Maroon 5 is going to be at the Chase Center on October 18th. It was recently announced, and we've got tickets. We've had them all week. We've got them through this week, and we're doing them all day long from 7:05 in the morning until 5:05 in the afternoon. Right now, take the word pretty. P-R-E-T-T-Y. I feel pretty.
Oh, so pretty.
I feel pretty and witty and gay. And very pridey. Right now, take the word pretty and text it to our contest line, 20357, for your chance to see Maroon 5. Text the word pretty to 20357. You'll be entered to win tickets to Maroon 5, October 18th at the Chase Center, courtesy of Live Nation. Thanks, Live Nation.
Yeah, thanks, Live Nation. Mm.
See you in an hour for the next code word. There's still no press release, but all the reputable outlets are now reporting that it is over. Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom have separated. They're actually saying it's amicable. How do they know? They're in two different countries.
You know what's weird about this? They could have been on the, you know, we don't know. We're not in their house. Right. They could have been on the outs for years and holding on for dear life on behalf of the kid, and yes, this is the final, you know, straw, as they say. But it does seem weird that she falls on hard times and the whole thing publicly unravels.
Yes.
So I don't know. Again,
it's like nothing is going Katy Perry's way these days. And you're right. Like the timing on this, it's almost like, can we get through this?
That's what I'm saying, is I wonder if this is, again, you don't know. They could have been struggling for years and years. And just holding it together while, you know, trying to do this for the kid. And yeah, and now this year has been too much. But also, it could have been cool. And suddenly she falls on some hard luck and the mood changes dramatically.
Mm.
You know?
Yes.
Like her PR is bad.
She's
acknowledged it. She's like, I think the quote was, I might be the most hated person on the internet. That's from Katy Perry, which is surprising because, you know, she made 30 something million for one season on American Idol. That they don't pay that to hated people.
Agreed. And she's, you know, I think that there's this struggle to stay relevant and red hot. And I mean, even like the work that she put into her look this past year has been jarring almost. Like, it's, I mean, she looks absolutely great, but her face is meaner looking. Like, she's always just looked like so friendly and happy and fun and outgoing. And it's like, it was like this weird shift to me. Like, is she trying for a different era or a different lifetime? Whatever. But she's...
I think that happens, and I don't know that the answer to that, but I think that happens to men, you know, entertain. Like, you see different entertainers as they age. Now they're dyeing their hair. Now they're dyeing their beard.
I'm going to hold this
as
together.
Their face wrinkles around the, you know, jet black goatee they're sporting. Right. You go, what
so
are you doing?
So then they go all, you know, Kenny Rogers and get it pulled back a little. That looks fine. Don't
so
worry.
So that's not entirely surprising, but I still, you know, the album's not done well because the songs aren't great.
Well,
and that's what that comes down to is the songs.
Right. Songs are what people want. If you've hit songs, you'll be fine.
Yep.
Yeah. But here's the thing. She does have hit songs, just not on this record. Like, she's got 100 hit songs. So plenty of fans. She's still selling enough tickets that this tour is continued. It's not like they canceled it, a la J-Lo, who suddenly was like, I need to spend more time with my family. I'm going through a difficult time. Yeah, I know. Poor J-Lo. I mean, you know, we don't know her, but we extend only best wishes and warmest regards. Anyway, multiple outlets are now saying after nearly 9 years together, they've called off the engagement and have reportedly split amicably. Sources who are saying that this is happening, you know, the mysterious sources that don't need to be identified, say, although it's upset territory for Katie, that's how they word it, it's not contentious and they remain on pretty good terms. I think we were talking about this yesterday. While there's just been tons of rumors flying around, in the middle of all that, he flies down to Australia because that's where his kid is. So she's clearly being accommodated on the tour and she's been with her mom. I think the kid's 5, Daisy. And so she's out on tour with mom and Orlando. They weren't photographed together or anything, but they, you know, he's clearly going to be the dad that continues to see his kid, or at least try to.
Little Daisy has 4.
Oh, only 4. All right.
Yeah.
Katie and Orlando, that says here, the source says, they're done. Katie and Orlando have split, but they're amicable. It's not contentious at the moment. Katie is, of course, upset, but is relieved not to have to go through another divorce, as that was the worst time in her life. She was married to Russell
Brand
for a while.
That's right. She's had a marriage already.
Yeah.
And boy, did that one go badly.
It did.
Like his
life fell apart after, I mean, I don't know if it was as a direct result of that, but that dude's been off the rails and hashtag me too'd and every other thing. He is not who he used to be. I'm forgetting Russell Brand. He was good in Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. He was really good in that, actually. Katie and Orlando first got together in 2016. They broke up briefly a year later. And got back together in 2018, been engaged since 2019. I don't know when her birthday is. Daisy Dove Bloom turns 5 in August, which is also, so she's maybe a little Leo, like your daughter.
Go, 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 go.
Oh. Mm.
Can't help it.
Thanks for taking my part on that.
Can't help it.
All right. This is, this guy's a lot.
I know all about this guy, if it's the guy you think you're about to talk about.
Yeah, I mean, how many Liver Kings can there be?
Yes.
So this guy's name is Brian Johnson, not to be confused with the lead singer of AC/DC.
Okay, thank you.
Sure. I knew that would be your first thought. The Lion King was arrested for making terroristic threats against Joe Rogan. And he's been arrested. There's a restraining order, a 200-yard restraining order in place. I was unaware of this guy. Now, did you already know about this guy?
Yes.
Is he a New York fixture? What's his deal?
We've talked about him before.
Have we?
Because he got busted for being a fraud.
Yes.
Yes.
So we talked about him because of that. He's a dude who
was
selling
years ago. I don't
this lifestyle
yes.
of eating raw meat and I'm a wild, and he does look like a wild man and he is jacked.
He's
a dude who's been in the weight room and stayed there for like
lives there.
But
obviously
it turns out it's steroids, not raw liver.
Yeah, he's got his argument is I was already this buff before I started taking steroids. Mm. So why did you?
Yeah, then? Why bother then?
Right. So Brian Johnson. That's so funny. You guys remember? I don't remember this guy at all. But it was only a couple years ago that the whole thing with the
steroids. That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
it's a great documentary on Netflix about him.
What?
So that's why.
You really love the documentary. What was the one we were talking about yesterday?
Karen Reed.
The poop cruise.
Yeah, you remember the poop cruise, the cruise ship that the bilge tanks backed up and nobody could go into there. Like it was.
No, I do not remember this.
They lost power and they were stuck at sea for 6 days without any kind of power
or any kind of plumbing.
And the boat shifted to one side and all the stuff came out. And they're like Lord of the Flies up on the deck.
Yeah, they're all staking out territory on the deck. They couldn't go into their cabins anymore.
No, I did not know this story.
When did it happen?
It happened in 2013.
Mm. 2013.
I cannot actually believe it's been 12 years since this happened.
Yeah.
It doesn't. You know why? Because I'm thinking there's been a couple other cruise things. It was the cruise where everyone got sick. That was the barf cruise.
Those are the regular cruises.
And then there was the COVID cruise. Remember the cruise ship that got held? Was it like 20 something days? They were having to fly supplies to them.
Yeah, I don't remember that one either. I'm not going to take any cruises. You?
No.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Do it.
Not a cruise guy.
Yeah. I might do one of those. They're called narrow boats, and you go on like the canals in Europe. Totally different.
You could jump off and swim for land.
You could. The land is nearby at all times. Yeah. That's as close as I would get, I think.
Yeah.
You know, that maybe. You know, buy an old yacht and just sit at the dock. Like an old salt. Yeah, I could take it out, but I just don't. Anyway, the Liver King. The Liver King has gotten out of jail and he says, the videos will never stop. He posted a new video discussing his arrest without being able to say Joe Rogan's name. Apparently he can't even say Joe Rogan's name. So he started calling him Seth Rogan.
What do you mean he can't say his name?
Apparently he's not. He says
he's got a restraining order. Is that it?
He says, apparently, Joe Rogan's company is called Comedy Mothership.
Okay.
Yeah. So he refers to the mothership a bunch of times. In other videos, he refers to, quote, somebody whose name rhymes with Rogan. Dude. It is Rogan. And then he also called him Seth Rogen a couple times just to not say Joe Rogan, I guess. He wants to fight. And I'm sure Joe Rogan is like, you seem off balance. And also, we've got a restraining order against you. I don't want to fight you. I'm sure. You think Joe Rogan still trains constantly?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do.
How old is he?
Let's see here.
I'm sure with the money he's making, he's probably
he's in a situation where his wife doesn't have to work, so she can help with the kids. He can probably even hire help. Yeah, he's still in the gym.
He's 57, and he lives in a compound, like his studio, everything's there.
Oh, so he probably has like a crazy great gym and workout space.
Well, and remember, he used to come on the show.
I do.
Quite a bit.
Yeah.
And he would talk about the isolation tanks and all the...
The sensory deprivation.
Yeah, he was real big on that. And
yeah. It does sound awesome just to float in like water you can't even feel.
I've definitely heard, though, that he's got some kids because I was wondering, how does that guy... He's got enough money that he's got the help he needs. He hasn't gone dad bod.
Yeah, I mean...
He's in the gym.
Yeah, he's really into the whole... does he still do all the UFC stuff? I feel like he does. And I would think that you are around that. You want to sort of be a part of that world. You would try to keep it together.
Well, look, I don't know where the story's going, but it sounds to me like this guy, Liver King,
I want to tell people, I didn't know, I don't remember anything about the story.
He's just trying to get run. Like he, you know, you go after Joe Rogan. He's the big podcaster. He's the big name in the neighborhood. And Liver King just got himself, you know, a bunch of press and whatever the jail sentence is.
Yeah. Well, he's out now. He's out walking around.
This has gotten him back in the news.
He does have a monitor, though, on him.
So good for him. It worked.
He was born in Puerto Rico, raised in Texas, this Liver King guy. And he built this massive online brand, which this is the part I found really interesting. It's like he is, and it turned out to all have been a lie and for who knows how long. I mean, if you believe this guy, he said in 2022, he started taking steroids. And looking at him, I'm like, what's the point? If you look like this, why would you start taking steroids? So he had this huge, massive online brand around extreme ancestral living, guzzling raw organs, embodying primal strength, and lifting heavy while, you know, trying to be a Viking warrior. He founded a supplement company called Heart and Soil, promoting nose-to-tail nutrition in capsule form. He's all like, right. You should, I know. there is a 2025 Netflix documentary, which I thought you might like that.
It's such a good documentary.
Oh, so you've watched this whole
thing?
Oh,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah, he said he knows everything about this guy. Tell us what we need to know.
I mean, he has a whole family. They all eat this. I mean, his kids and everything. And one thing I'll say about the eating that lifestyle, not good for your complexion. Those kids.
Kids, they struggle with hormones. I mean, it's, you know.
I'm just saying,
it looks like it's not good for it. But really, like, they kill every, like, they eat. They
nose
kill,
to tail.
Yeah.
And they eat it all.
And he grabs his bit is like he'll grab a full liver from a cow and just eat it on camera and take bites out of it and everything. And that's and they literally eat raw food cut up like that at their house, and it's disgusting. But
well, it turns out it might all just be fake.
Well, like, he was busted for human growth hormone, and I don't know about like actual steroids, but I saw a picture of him today. You know, when he just got arrested,
yeah,
he looks like he's off of HGH. Because if you take human growth hormone, it tends to make your skin tighter. It does make you look younger. And he looks ragged now. He looks much more ragged than he did.
I don't know that I had ever really looked at him. I mean, his rig is tight. Like, this dude is massive.
One of the things that happens, because I used to really love weightlifting. And I actually still love it. But it's a discipline. You have to do it all the time. Yeah. And unfortunately, you will plateau. That's what happens. You'll be, you know, bodybuilders find themselves, and that is why they go to steroids because, and there's something.
I want to get bigger.
I don't know what the term is, body dysmorphia, I think, where you can look at yourself and you look like a weakling, even though your muscles have muscles.
You're a beefcake.
You haven't grown in a while. You're not, you know, not getting bigger. And so they start to go, I got to go to greater lengths.
Yep.
And that's what happens.
So in late 2022, leaked emails exposed that he was not primal. He was jacked up. He was secretly on about $11,000 worth a month of steroids, HGH, and hormones. Initially, he denied everything. Like, no, I'm not.
And Rogan was very outspoken about there's no way this guy's not taking steroids. Like he like just never believed
him. Took one look at him and knew.
It was like, there's no way.
They say that about The Rock too.
That he's all jacked up on steroids. Does he deny it adamantly? He posts a lot of workout stuff and a lot of like his diet stuff. Like how much.
Right.
How many calories he takes in.
I don't know if he's ever admitted it or if it's ever been. You know, but the rumors and the finger pointing's out there.
Mm. So this guy was sued, a big class action lawsuit from followers claiming deception, although it was eventually dropped. And since then, he's reintroduced plants. He doesn't only eat liver and dropped steroid use, apparently. So he flew to Austin and posted Instagram videos challenging Joe Rogan. Man to man, I'm picking a fight. Your rules. I'll come to you. And brandishing what looked like guns. He was arrested at the Four Seasons Hotel. The thing that I found interesting was, and it sounds like you guys know these things, the title of them are the Nine Ancestral Tenets. This is what he was alleging that this is what he lived by.
This is what he promotes. Yeah. Okay.
And they're I found them really interesting. I actually put a game together about it, but I didn't realize you guys knew so much about this. So.
I don't remember all the tenets, but
do you want to try the game? Because well, you know, some of them are real and some of them are fake.
Did Cha-Cha do the game or did you?
Cha-Cha always does the game. Okay. Yeah. You think I make it up all this stuff?
No, I just wanted to ask. I'm just,
yeah, you needed to ask me that on the air. All right. I see how that goes. So here we go. I'll give you the Tenet, and you tell me if it's a real one or a fake one.
For the record, I don't know the Tenet. I don't know him this well. I didn't see the documentary.
The Tenet is Bond. Spend quality time with your tribe and build strong family ties. True or false? Primal or poser?
True.
Primal.
Yeah, that's a real one. How about Choke? Do breath-holding workouts to simulate ancestral struggle.
No.
Yeah.
Nah, this one's fake.
Oh, too bad.
Not a real one. Sounds like something a shirtless podcaster would recommend, though. So. How about Shield? Avoid modern toxins like seed oils, plastic, and Wi-Fi. Shield.
That guy picking a fight on the interwebs doesn't want you to be on Wi-Fi.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's true. Right. Oh, shoot.
I was going to say yes, so don't.
Okay. Oh, were you? Okay, good. You both get a point for that. Of course he did.
His brand was built, though, on Instagram.
Right.
Yes.
Great job, guy.
100%.
No Wi-Fi, though.
Okay.
Sun. Expose your body, and yes, your parts, to sunlight for hormone growth. Hormone growth. Sun. Is that one?
Yes.
Of the primal tenets.
He's a very tan individual, mm-hmm. So I'm going to say yes.
Yeah, that is true. 4-3 right now.
I believe in that, too. Little bit, though. Not a lot.
The primal tenets. Bleed. Regular bloodletting to stay connected to your warrior ancestors. Bleed.
No.
No.
That is correct. Well, you guys. Killing it. Obey. Submit to the authority of your tribe's alpha for primal harmony.
Oh, geez. And of course, in his case, I'm the boss of everyone around
here. Well, he's
here.
The alpha, right, obviously. Of course. I mean, okay. He needs everyone around
him. Yeah, I'm
going to
say he's absolutely promoting that.
I'll say no.
Yeah, no is the answer.
What?
It sounded like a good one, right?
Oh.
Eat. Consume nose-to-tail animal organs, especially liver, daily.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the prime. That is the crown jewel of the ancestral tenets. Roar. Begin each day by screaming into the sky to establish dominance over the sun. Roar.
No.
You're poor.
I will agree with Vinny. No.
That's a no. Sleep. Go to bed shortly after sundown and avoid artificial light, even from fire.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that one's right. And here's the final one. Grip. Hang from trees for 10 minutes daily to honor your primate ancestors.
No.
I'll say yeah.
No, that's a no. But it doesn't matter. By a score of 9-8, Maddie, you get the point for later today. One. Well, there you go. Everything you ever wanted to know about this Liver King guy.
I feel like he probably in his own head thought, Rogan's going to love this and he's going to want to do this bit. It's going to be huge for him and huge for me.
It's going to be a co-promote.
And we're going to fully like make this thing.
And Joe Rogan goes, you're on steroids, dude. You're lying.
Nah.
Your ancestral tenets can take a walk. One of them, by the way, is cold, which is like the cold plunge like you do with a cold shower and the cold. Yeah. I knew you'd get that one, though, so I didn't.
Well, I do believe like one of the draws to surfing is you can find yourself in a moment where you are truly scared for your life and it's good for you.
Mm.
It's good for me.
For you if you do, in fact, survive it. Then it's really,
right,
it's a
but
better
I'm just
thing.
Saying it's this thing where you go out and adventure and find yourself and it reminds you there's some humbling needed there and you get it. You get that. The ocean will give you that. That's why I won't go on cruises. The ocean can win.
Right. Yes, we've all seen Titanic. I mean, that is winning. Duh. All right, Vin, what you got coming up?
Lots of stuff, including the best local beaches and more.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at
97.3. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. There's Maroon 5 in. We've got tickets for them every hour, all day long, 7.05 to 5.05 on the fives. Give you a little code word and check it out. You can also check out the Alice 973 Instagram for video reels and pictures from the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show daily, plus links to all our personal profiles.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by my friends at Frontier Ford. Sweet. Frontier Ford is bringing the heat this summer with employee pricing for all. You pay what Ford employees pay through July 7th.
That's on
F-150s, new Broncos, Explorers, Escapes, Mavericks, and even the Mustang Mach-E, which is what I'm driving. So get to Stevens Creek Boulevard in Santa Clara or 24/7 at frontierford.com. They also have a great service department. So if you already own a Ford, consider taking your car to Frontier Ford. Here's what's happening. Mostly sunny skies today, although we are overcast with a fully blowing flag here in downtown San Francisco.
Yeah.
So windy and overcast at the moment, but should clear up and get sunny and nice.
Well, that's the summer trend.
And with summer being here, this is out of the Merck News. Two Bay Area beaches made USA Today's best beaches in California.
Oh.
Part of the reason we don't have more beaches, because the beauty here is rugged and gorgeous and in many ways unruined. Is that a word? A lot of the beaches down south are so built up, you just go, yeah. They took all the beauty away. Mm. But they also have warm water down there, which is why you want to go.
Yeah.
You can actually get in and not be all, oh my God,
I'm freezing to death.
So
when you're just standing in the water and then you step out and you're like red from the water line down, like, that looks like it would have been a problem soon.
Coming in at number 10 on the best beaches list in California is Santa Cruz Main Beach, Santa Cruz. And that is where the boardwalk is.
Yeah, and
that is,
beach.
It is a great beach.
Big,
it's widely
beach.
Used. Unless the right conditions happen and the sandbar builds, there's no surf there, so you can swim and it's easy. Mm. Other than that, you know, below 60 water temp.
Yeah, that's the it's nice. You get hot on the beach, then you go cold plunge and you come back out and warm right back up.
Newport Beach, which is where I grew up, Newport Beach was the closest place to go surfing. Oh. And I grew up on that beach. Newport Beach is pretty cool.
That's like home beach for you. Home
yeah,
beach
it's where, that is where I
and
went.
That's the number 2 beach in California.
No, that's the number 9 beach. We started at number 10.
Look at you.
Uh-huh. So Newport Beach comes in at number 9. Butterfly Beach, Montecito.
Oh.
Don't know it.
I don't either.
Malibu Lagoon State Beach, Malibu. Chrissy Field, East Beach, San Francisco.
Really? A Bay Beach made it. I'm amazed.
I am too.
It is a great beach. John and I, we used to catch Pokemon there like crazy.
Poor John. He liked doing Pokemon and then you quit and now he can't do it anymore.
No, he still does it.
Oh, he does?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah.
Coming in at number 5, Ventura Beach.
Oh, I lived in Ventura for a while.
Did you?
Yeah, with my cousin. I worked at 95.7, the bus or something like that. 96.5, the bus. The bus. Oldies.
I thought you worked at 95.5 KLOS.
I was trying to get in there. Well, I was.
I see.
Girls got to work, man.
Yeah, no, I understand.
Yeah.
Carlsbad State Beach comes in at number 4. Carlsbad is where I was living when I left to join the Sarah Show. Huntington Beach comes in at number 3.
You hear about Huntington Beach.
Huntington Beach, I surf there a lot, too.
Best dog beach in California.
The next beach up north from Newport.
Ah, well, there you go.
So I went there a lot. Pismo Beach comes in at number two, and Oxnard Beach comes in at number one.
Wow. Wow.
Alolkoi Beach Park, Oxnard. Alolkoi. They say it's the native, I'm guessing Indians, American, Native Americans, sorry.
Indigenous people.
Indigenous peoples. I'm trying, everyone.
Aren't we all?
That's the original, their word for dolphin.
Oh.
So it's the nod to the native or indigenous peoples of Oxnard Beach. Anyway, most of that area from like, let me think. From like Long Beach to Oxnard, I didn't go anywhere around there. I usually skipped and went to Santa Barbara, the next sort of big spot up
the coast, right?
But anyway, Oxnard Beach, number one on the 10 best beaches in California.
Hmm.
I don't know it.
Yeah, me neither.
It smells like cabbage right there.
Does it?
Yeah. Used to bike a lot up around there when I was doing triathlon training.
Oh, are there farms there?
There's cabbage farms, and there's a time of year where, like, as soon as you get close to Oxnard, all you smell is cabbage.
Cabbage has that farty smell.
Yeah.
Like when you have cabbage, something cabbagey in your fridge and you open up, and it's just like that puff of poop.
There are a ton of farms in Santa Cruz County that take up that space between the road and the beach.
The sand, yeah.
And you often will, or I often will, walk through farmland to get to the water.
Oh. Is that like the artichoke farms and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
That's so cool.
There's Brussels sprouts is one of the big ones out there. Mm. And they're a weird plant. They're very leafy. But you see these things sticking up, and they've got the little knobs on them.
Little mini cabbages.
Yep. So, anyway, I'm not surprised to hear the farmland by the ocean. This next story is Dad's jaw-dropping Disney princess breakfast bill for a family of five leaves social media users stunned, screaming, "That's ridiculous!"
You've done those, right? The it's just a breakfast, and all the characters are walking around. And
this is the one he's talking about is at Walt Disney World.
Okay,
but I have done the
this is five people
the character breakfast
character
at Disneyland.
Breakfast, that's what it's called, yeah.
And it's expensive, as is everything at Disneyland.
Yes.
There's no, they do everything perfectly.
They do
it right.
Yep.
But it costs you.
Yep. And you. You know, you've got to get on the reservation. You can't just walk into the character breakfast. Like, you've got to make a plan for it. So what does it cost for a family of five to do? So this is Disney World.
A family of five breakfast. Oh, he's saying Disneyland, but they're showing a picture of Disney World, so they're confused. Either way, it's expensive. It doesn't matter which side of the country you're on.
They want your money and they're going to get
it. They've gone viral after a father shared a photo on social media of the meal's price of $1,000.
Shocking.
Actually, $937.65.
Before tip?
For the Disney Princess Breakfast Adventure.
Oh, an adventure was included?
Now, this person does go on to say that while it cost a lot, the people hired to play princesses were truly great at their jobs.
Mm.
They spoke with and talked to, like, took posed for pictures, spoke with, entertained everyone while they were there, which is what you're paying for.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what's...
They visit each
table. You didn't
table
pay for pancakes.
Right.
You paid for Cinderella to stare right into your kid's face and pose for photos.
But to think that the average table, and who knows how many times they flip that table, that they're just raking in money. $1,000 a table? Did they order anything extravagant?
The meal begins with a three-tier tower of appetizers like lobster rolls, beignets, and cornbread.
Ooh. Whoa, that's quite the breakfast.
Like main courses include waffles and macaroni and cheese.
Oh.
Adults can choose between a range of items, including scrambled eggs, short ribs, deviled eggs. If I remember correctly, the one I went to, you could walk up to the omelet bar and they'd build your omelet right in front of you.
That's so nice.
You're like, throw in some of that. And it's good.
Yeah. Is it $1,000 good?
No, but I don't go to Disneyland thinking I'm going to get through this on the cheap. I just don't.
Right.
And I've mentioned a couple things that I do, like eating, going to the Target near the hotel, going back to the hotel and making myself little mini sandwiches so that I'm not starving when I'm later.
Yes. No, it's good to have your own snacks when you're spending all your money at Disneyland.
Anyway, $937.65 for breakfast of five. At Disneyland's Princess Breakfast.
Yeah, that's pretty. I mean, I guess they work the price of the princesses right into the food prices.
The kids are so into the characters. I didn't know that. I didn't know that we would spend a whole day at the park chasing photos with characters.
When it is a strange
all these
phenomenon.
Rides we're walking by. We're walking by the rides.
Yeah. We don't care about the rides. We just want to go see Cinderella.
What?
Get with it, Dad.
Don't raspberry me in my
book with Belle on the front and my fuzzy pen.
Speaking of raspberries.
Yes.
A cop in England might lose his job after he asked a female coworker to pull his finger.
Okay. What? Yeah, that's.
She said, no, I'm not going to pull your finger.
Fair.
So he spun around and farted in her face.
Yeah, goodbye. I feel like it's time for you to go find another job. Maybe go work on a pig farm.
He's now dealing with disciplinary review to decide if he should be fired for it or not.
Oh, he's not immediately fired.
They're working on it.
I see.
The coworker says she knew what he was planning to do when he said, pull my finger. So she said, no, go away.
Everybody knows what pull my finger means.
But then he spun around, stood on his toes, and farted in her face from less than 6 inches away.
Oh, my God.
And then he laughed and laughed. This happened way back in 2021, but this still has not been resolved.
Wow.
The review board has to decide if this qualifies for gross misconduct, and in that case, he'll lose his job.
He's still working.
Apparently.
Did the lady leave? Like, this just
I don't have what the lady did.
Yeah.
What say you, Sarah?
Well, listen, fart jokes are funny. Maybe he's just trying to be the class clown. But I will tell you that I'd be pretty freaking bummed if you farted in my face.
I never farted in your face.
But that's because I think you know that that's wrong. And that the even person you did it to would be very upset.
Even though you are someone who always promotes the fart joke.
I love fart jokes.
You're like me and John. We talk with farts. How are you doing?
No, it's what's when for you dinner? Issue an order.
You issue
Make me a sandwich.
Oh.
Yeah. It's just, you know, if you got one ready, you got to, you know, plan a little joke around it.
All right.
But I'll tell you what I've never done. Farted in his face. And he's never farted in my face.
Really?
Really.
Huh.
Okay.
Like a fart joke is funny, but really only from across the room.
Okay.
Yeah. And well, also, if you're having some bad, like, you know, there's funny farts and then there's like, whoa, that is not a funny fart. And you know if you're having those, you get up and you excuse yourself and you go do it someplace else. Like the bathroom, hopefully, right?
Yeah, well, whatever. I definitely don't want to be stewing in something when someone walks into the room and goes, well, you're the only one here.
I had a little corner in our house. It was called my fart corner. And I'd go there.
This is you and your lovely bride.
Yeah.
She designated an area that she would stay away from that you could go over there. And this is from the guy who Sarah had long promoted as the stinkiest dude I've ever met.
Mm. Wow. You're not the stinkiest dude.
That was that is all you thought of me after 6 years of working together.
That's what I heard a lot. Yeah. Maddie
can kill everyone in a closed studio.
Something is dead inside him because what comes out of that guy when he farts is.
Listen, having been a victim of more than one of your farts, I can honestly say things can only have gotten better. So far.
They have. They
so
have.
Your wife was like, please take it over across the room and put it in that corner.
It's the all fart right. corner.
Put it over there with all the dead plants. On the stack of charcoal that I've got for you to sit on.
There's fear of missing out.
Yes.
FOMO. Mm-hmm. Fear of a better option. I don't know that one.
Why would you be afraid of a better option?
Well, I think that's why you don't commit to a relationship, right?
Oh, I see. Fear that you have a future that like, I feel like I can do better.
That's what I think that is. I don't know for sure.
If you're out to dinner and there's two things you want to eat and you get one and then you're like, no, I should have gotten the other thing.
Oh.
It's like the fear of choosing wrong.
Kind of.
Okay.
Or settling, the fear of settling. I'll settle for the spaghetti, although the lasagna does look pretty good.
Can I have some of yours?
Now there's FOPO.
Uh-oh.
Another stress-inducing acronym that stands for Fear of People's Opinions.
Oh.
Which we deal with daily, because if you are someone that posts, you absolutely...
Right. Or if you have a radio show.
Well, there's that.
Know, but people write in and go, your opinion sucks, and here's why. Thanks for telling me.
They're calling this a hidden epidemic as people who suffer from it lose faith and confidence in themselves and their performance suffers. And it's all based on the comments they receive.
Huh.
FOPO.
Fear of people's
opinions. Hey, you know what? I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to cure you right now.
Okay. Tell me.
Don't post.
Yes.
It is not.
I was thinking that.
There's oxygen. There's water. Mm-hmm. Some would say there's internet, but I don't believe you have to have internet to be alive.
A roof over your head, clothing, right. Security.
Certain things you have to have, and you do not have to have Instagram.
No, you don't. And even if you don't post all the time on Instagram, if you leave comments, people are still going to have an opinion about your comment. And then you're going to find yourself in a war on Instagram, you're better off without it. I can't tell you how free I feel. Although I did want to hear something terrible. You know, I'm just not on Instagram anymore. Once I have an account. Once in a great while, I'll post something. But by and large, I refuse to get on there because it'll kill an hour. One of my very best friend's mother died, and that's where she announced it. And it was like a week ago. And Riley's like, oh, so sorry. I'm like, what? So I'd reach out to her via text. I'm like, I am so sorry. I'm never on Instagram. I did not see it. Nobody told me.
That's the only way to... That's a weird post. I wouldn't post that. If Sandy passes, you won't see a post saying, you know, Sandy's gone to heaven. Mm. I
think that it's actually a pretty common thing. People announce the things that are happening.
I did. My mom and dad, when they both died, I posted it. And yeah, just so people know.
Yeah.
Like I know
well,
Facebook, like everybody back home follows me on Facebook. Friends out here do. So it was just an easy way to just be like, hey, this is going on.
Right.
Here you go.
But I would, you know, she is under no obligation to tell me anything. And she's very active on Instagram. So she felt like she had her bases covered and I felt terrible. But I refuse to be shamed into going back to Instagram. I feel so lighter and freer not being on there.
I feel light and free even being on there, but I don't sit around and trip on it. But I can see how a young person would absolutely
feel fear of other people's opinions. Like
that's where it's from.
Yeah.
From you posting and
to,
going.
You don't have to see those.
What's wrong with your face? Wait, what is wrong
is
with my face?
Is there something wrong with my face? What do you think is wrong with my face? Clickety clackety click.
I didn't know something wrong with my face. Our text number is 800-400-3697. 415 says, Maddie's definitely more than just a fart guy, Sarah. His story of being a young boy with a backpack coming from Persia and folding Alice t-shirts are what really shape him.
Mm. You got me confused. That's all right.
Another previous person on the show. You were very close with Hooman.
Still am.
Are you?
Yeah. Just texted with him yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
What did you guys talk
about? What were you talking about?
There's a wellness center that offered me a free day. Oh. Of course, it's a human thing. Like, hey, Maddie, this friend of mine listens to the show all the time and offering me a free day of wellness if you want to come in.
What is the wellness? Because in his opinion, at one point, that was about coffee enemas.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh.
I just said, that's very kind. Thank you, human. They can reach out to me via the regular methods.
Yeah. Oh. I used to pull my dad's finger when I was a kid and I'd laugh and laugh. Yeah. I thought it was magical that there was a trigger that ran from his finger to his butt.
Yeah, that's where we all learn it. We learn it from our dads.
Whenever you do fart talk, I miss you, Zach, because she would shut it down.
She would. All right. Enough. That's enough. Moving on.
Vinny, go on a Disney cruise. Your kids will absolutely love it.
You know what? Send them on a Disney cruise.
You guys go on your own. I'm not
Maybe
interested.
You pay for a cruise with Nona. They could be gone. You guys could have a week to yourselves.
I don't know if she would. That'd be interesting to find out what Nona's opinion of is. I don't think she'd want to go.
Well, but let's find out.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Maroon 5 tickets and the trouble with a particular boob job.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, no think good. About this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.